A Midwinter Promise by Lulu Taylor. Read by Ailey Beaton. Hello, lovelies. Let's see how you're coming along. Alex pulled on the dangling light switch, feeling the grit of cobwebs under her fingers, and the drying room burst into a musty yellow light. Now she could see the row upon row of bunches of flowers hanging from the attic rafters, hundreds of tiny petaled heads in shades of red, purple, pink, yellow, orange, and white, suspended upside down over the dusty floor. They'd been carefully bunched, tied, and strung up in the summer when their petals were full of vivid colour. They were now slightly faded, brittle rather than yielding, and their stems dry and hollow. But they were still beautiful. Oh, you look gorgeous. She pulled down a bunch from the nearest rafter to inspect. The little starry heads like miniature chrysanthemums in yellow, orange, and magenta had changed beautifully from silky smooth to straw-dry petals. Lack of sunlight had kept most of the colour intact. The darker ones had lost some pigment, but their colour would be reawakened by putting white blooms among them to bring out their jewel hues, and her careful handling meant that most of the petals were still in place. Excellent. They're definitely good enough for baubles. She looked about at her hoard. The other rafters were strung with a bounty of flowers. The white and yellow pom-poms nicknamed Billy Buttons. Long delphiniums in purple, lilac and cream. Fragrant lavender in big bunches. Hydrangeas with their huge fluttery heads in pale green and soft pink. Love in a mist, hollyhocks, roses, baby's breath, lady's mantle. The poetry of their names was enough to make her love the flowers, even without their delicate, dried-out beauty, with its almost melancholy memory of summer now gone. Taking down half a dozen bunches, she carried them downstairs and out into the potting shed, where a long wooden table was ready and waiting. She began to pull her supplies from the row of battered oak cupboards along one wall of the shed. Florist's oasis, wires, scissors, ribbons, glue, and made a mental note to order more. As well as making her usual stock, she had promised to supply a London department store with enough floral baubles for all its Christmas windows, and that would mean a huge boost to the business. It was exciting, after all these years of slogging, to feel that she was beginning to get somewhere.